We are looking at higher education at the moment with the help of Thomas Pocklington Trust. Now, specifically, we are looking at the Disabled Students Allowance, which provides a lot of financial help for people with disabilities. That includes those with visual impairments. Now, we are going to look at the assessment stage because it is a really important time. We have with us Tara Chataway from Pocklington. Let's look at DSA first of all. Just give us a bit of a brief overview about how that would help a student with a visual impairment.
Yeah, so Disabled Students Allowance, also known as DSA, is a grant for students with a disability to support them through university with those additional costs. So it can pay for equipment if you need to have screen readers, braille readers, that kind of thing, all sorts of technology that it could pay for. It also can provide support with something called non-medical help. So that's all support that you need that doesn't include medical support. So that could be through note taking, guides, advocacy work. There's all sorts of things around that. And it can also help with the cost of transport, so from your accommodation to and from university.
Okay, so really versatile and something which will make a massive difference to people going into higher education. Are there different stages of applying for DSA?
Yes, yeah, so our advice is that you apply for Disabled Students Allowance as soon as you can. As soon as you're thinking about going to university, you've sent off your UCAS application, start thinking about applying for Disabled Students Allowance. So the first stage is the application stage. So you will apply to Student Loans Company, Student Finance England, for Disabled Students Allowance, and they will ask you to provide some evidence to demonstrate that you do have your vision impairment and that your vision impairment impacts on your day-to-day life. So they need some medical evidence for that. Then their team will assess it, and then you will receive a letter to say, hopefully, you do qualify for DSA for whatever conditions, because you can qualify for it for all different types of disabilities, and you may have more than one disability. And then you can qualify for support for all those different types of disabilities that you have. And then the next stage is that when you receive that letter, you will be asked to book yourself in for an assessment. And the assessment is to understand what kind of support you will need when you go to university. So it's not to assess whether or not you need DSA, that's already happened. It's to assess what support you might need.
Okay, now I know Pocklington, you guys will help with lots of aspects around people applying for DSA or any problems they may have, but you do have something very particular coming up about that assessment stage.
Yes, we do. So we're really delighted that on Wednesday, the 15th of July, from 11 a.m. to 12, we will have a webinar that looks specifically at that assessment stage. So we are working with an organisation called the National Network of Assessment Centres, and we have a lady who is the chair of NNAC who has experience of working with visually impaired students. And she's going to provide a presentation about everything you need to know about that DSA assessment. So, what the assessment's for, what kind of equipment and non-medical help you might be entitled to, what preparation you need to do for the assessment. So, what kind of questions should you be asking? What kind of support should you be asking for? She's also going to explain about what this assessment process looks like during COVID-19, because usually it would be a face-to-face assessment. But now they're allowed to do that assessment via video conference or via phone. We should also talk students through, well, what will happen next? So what will happen? You've had your assessment. There will then be recommendations for the support that you need. And what happens after that? How do you receive that, the support? And what is the role of your assessor going on? Because you should have a continuous relationship with your assessor, even when you've received all of your support, because you might need to go back for a reassessment or things might change. So she's going to talk about all of that process and really demystify it, because this is quite a daunting time for many students, really, to start thinking about what support they might need in a setting that they've never been in before. University is very different to college. And then there'll be an opportunity for questions and answers. So we really encourage students to come with their own questions and to use this opportunity to get this advice before going for their assessment.
Sounds extremely comprehensive, Tara, and that Q&A I'm sure will be absolutely vital. What are the details for the webinar? And you can just remind us when it is or how you can
Yeah.
register or join in.
Of course, yeah. So it's on Wednesday, the 15th of July. at 11 a.m. So you have to register for the event, because we will then send you a link so you can join the webinar. You can either join by visiting our website, hocklington-trust.org.uk, and if you do /student-support, it will take you to our student support pages, and we have an events section. So you click on there and you'll be able to get details of this up and coming webinar, but also some of the past webinars that we've done as well. Alternatively, you can email our student support service, which is studentsupport@hocklington-trust.org.uk, and we can then send you the link, or follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, because we're going to be promoting the event over the coming weeks. So we will have the links then for you to be able to register and join.
A really important one for people to get involved in, Tara. And thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.